Who do you think spends more time looking after their children, mothers or fathers? In many countries around the world, more and more fathers are staying at home to look after their children while their wife goes out to work. Though this is becoming accepted in developed Western nations, Chinese people have more traditional views about the role of men and women in a relationship. Typically speaking, men are expected to work, leaving women to spend time at home cooking, cleaning, and looking after their children. Men who opt to stay at home while their other half goes to work are often seen as lazy or unambitious and will be looked down on by many people in their community. Although attitudes towards males and females are gradually changing, mothers still spend way more time looking after their kids compared to most fathers. What difficulties will parents encounter when taking care of young children? In some ways, being a parent of a young child is harder today than in the past. Although there is a range of products that has been invented to make parents' lives more convenient, there are still many challenges for parents to face, especially for those whose children are not old enough to explain what they want. Some examples of these difficulties include trying to make sure that your child gets enough sleep, making sure your child is eating a balanced, healthy diet, worrying about the cost of health care when your child is sick, and teaching your child how to deal with problems they face once they start school. In short, being a parent is exhausting, and couples should carefully consider all the challenges they need to face before deciding to have a baby. Is it the main responsibility for parents to teach their children to respect others? Parents have many responsibilities when it comes to their children. Though teaching children to respect other people is very valuable, I don't think it's the main responsibility. I would argue that a parent's main duty to their child is to protect them from harm. After all, it is no good teaching a kid to show respect if you can't even provide a safe, secure place for them to live in. There are also many other duties that I think are more important than teaching them to be respectful. These include ensuring they have a balanced diet, teaching them important life skills like using chopsticks and getting dressed, and helping them to learn to read, write, and count so that they feel happy to go to school. Where do young children play nowadays? How about young children in the past? In the past, there were very few options for children to play. Most kids played outside in their neighborhood, in a nearby park, or in another public area close to their home. During the winter, most kids would just stay with their parents or grandparents at home, playing games or watching TV with their family. Nowadays, kids have much more choices. As China has developed, people have become richer, and now most families have more money to spend on their children. Traditionally, money spent on children went on essential items like clothes, school books, or tuition classes, while today parents spend money on all kinds of toys and activities for their children to enjoy. Children play at theme parks, fun fairs, amusement arcades, bowling alleys, swimming pools, sports arenas, shopping centers, adventure playgrounds, and many more places designed just for them.